Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Van Pelt yesterday. I do like how he referenced the crowd. Hey, let's win one in front of our home crowd.
Yeah.
Crowd's really loving you guys at this point in
time.
Third time
in 2 years. You can grab a home win.
Well, meanwhile, you got Dietrich Wise and Jelani Tavai calling out the fan base, calling out the crowd.
Yeah, other players calling out players.
Yep.
Then you have, yeah, players calling out the fans. So it's like it's a whole thing. You had coaches calling out coaches at one point. Alex Van Pelt has been the most professional of all of them.
Yeah.
And he's been the one that has done his job to the best of his ability, maybe even a little bit above what we thought going in, or certainly above what we thought going in.
He's better. I don't know if like the offense by itself is better than I expected,
offense,
but he's better than I thought he would be.
Like, we can't go crazy. The offense ranks 30th out of 32 teams in points. Now, part of that was Jacoby Brissett.
I was
going to
say, it's been better.
It has.
Since May got in there. And that's really what I'm talking about. The offense was unwatchable when Brissett was out there, but it turns out that was more Brissett than it was Van Pelt. And so, I've said this a bunch. If Van Pelt is part of a blow-up, which is what the Patriots should do, Mayo's gone, Wolf is gone, Covington's gone, Van Pelt is gone, bunch of the players are gone, fine.
Yeah.
Like that, then I'm fine with that. Van Pelt hasn't been so good that he should keep his job at all costs. I don't think he's been great. I just think he's been better than all the other coaches. If he's the one scapegoated and he's the only one who loses his job, and I think he's losing his job.
I know.
If he's the only one, then that is not fair. That is not just.
No, it doesn't make sense, but he almost, in a way, he kind of has to go. Right? Like, so we've defended him. I think he's done a decent enough job. But the reason why I say he has to go is the team is so bad and they need to make massive changes and the head coach needs to go. So you can't fire the head coach and then keep the offensive coordinator and bring in a new head coach and be like, that's your offensive coordinator. Like, unless your next head coach is like Kevin Stefanski.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not fair to the next head coach to be like, you have Van Pelt.
You're keeping him.
But you also can't just keep Mayo and then only fire Van Pelt, I don't think. I don't think that's enough. I don't think you're going to look at that and be like,
oh, fans, I think that might make fans more pissed off.
It will, but maybe that's what, if the Kraft say, hey, we're going to get rid of both coordinators and Elliott Wolf. Like, let's say they're so dug in on Mayo that they get rid of everybody else around him. Oh, okay, in that scenario, he's also gone. So it's like I think he knows. Like, you can hear it in his voice yesterday. You can see it in the way he ended his press conference. Like,
you want to hear the tail end? Okay, so that was about his job security. It's very quick. I thought this was telling. This is how Alex Van Pelt wrapped up his press conference yesterday with the media.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. Really, thank you.
And it's been a blast. Love coming to work every day.
That is a farewell. Yeah. That is a goodbye.
Man, it's sad. You know, it's sad. But he's had the right approach. I feel like the whole time he got called out by his bosses on television in front of millions of people. And he was just like, Yeah, you know.
Like, the head coach said, you said it, I did it, yep. after the game. And he's like, yeah, I work for coach. Yeah. He cleared it up with me. I didn't even know about those. Like, I don't believe any of
but
that.
But it's also, no.
He's a human being. I'm sure he's pissed about all of it, but he played the media game.
Yeah.
And he kept it buttoned up.
All the reports about Alex Van Pelt before he got hired here have been confirmed.
Yeah.
Great guy. Everybody gets along with him.
Yep.
Like a pro's pro, both as a player, like a backup quarterback for the majority of his career, and then as a coach. So if he gets, or kind of when he gets let go by the Patriots, he'll be a QB coach somewhere. He'll be in the league next year if he wants. Somebody will grab him.
Right.
I mean, not as an offensive coordinator.
No.
But like somebody will take him.
Will anyone take Mayo?
No.
Not for anything? Not for a head coaching job.
Well,
not for a coordinator job.
Maybe one of those fake consultants. Remember when the Eagles brought in Patricia?
Yeah, or like what Vrabel just did last year in Cleveland. Could somebody bring him in to be like an advisor?
Sure.
Bill won't bring it. He can't even go to UNC with Bill. He can't even do that.
He can't do that. And I'm trying to think, like, who else is even in the league anymore that is like a Patriots guy? Like, there's less of them, right?
Yeah. Based on their track record, I would hope they would stop hiring those guys.
Like,
yeah.
Would Casario bring him to Houston as like a? Does he want to be the linebackers coach in Houston?
Yeah, that's probably something like
Casario
what he could
do. Might be interested, but that'd probably be it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to be the get back guy on the sideline for Bill O'Brien, BC?
How about be the get back guy for Georgia?
Yeah,
they could use a guy.
They need one. They absolutely need one.
That guy, their get back
guy. I
had
no idea that was a rule.
What, you can't tackle the ref?
If the ref runs into somebody, it's a penalty.
Yeah, but he was over the line.
Okay.
He's barely over the
line.
It was over the line.
The kid's in the wrong place. You lose or walk on like you're in your jersey with no pads. Like you're never going to sniff the field. Like get the hell away from there.
It's a giant white strip for a reason.
That's right.
It is a little soft by the ref to throw the flag there, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little everybody's kind of a loser there. Right. The kid violated the rule, so the ref can throw the flag.
Yeah.
It's soft for the ref to throw the flag on that.
Yeah.
But Bill O'Brien, I don't think he's popular with Bill O'Brien either. But Bill O'Brien might need a get back guy. Those are important.
As somebody that was on the bench quite a bit in college football, they'll holler at you to get back. They get back. You're too close. Keith, you think you're getting in? You're not getting in. Back up. Take a step back.
These are the refs or these are the coaches?
Coaches. Like, assistant coaches usually would adamant, especially when, like, the ball was coming by or, like, refs were in the area because the refs were always, like, they needed their space.
Yeah, Jerry Glanville.
Lions crew.
Yeah, Jerry Glanville said you need a get back guy.
You did.
Got to have a get back guy.
All they do is holler at you.
Yeah.
All game.
Did Mike Tomlin get flagged when Jacoby Jones ran by and he tried to trip him?
Yes, he did.
I think he did, too.
He did.
That would make sense because he's, like, basically on the field.
He was on the field. Yeah.
Well, he was looking at this kid, in fairness to him, wasn't looking at the ref.
Yeah, he's looking at a big play.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a moron, I don't think he did it on purpose. Tomlin clearly did it on purpose.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah.
That's true.
He tried to pretend like he didn't, too.
617-779-7937. In a related story here on a Patriots Friday, here's how our coordinator series goes. A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We have three coordinators that join us. They go in a rotation.
I'm not big on titles, but...
Alex Van Pelt, DeMarcus Covington,
DC,
Jeremy Springer.
STC.
Bennett repeats.
OC.
Alex Van Pelt.
Yep.
DeMarcus Covington, Jeremy Springer.
All season long.
That's how we've done that all year.
Well, week two on.
There's been a few bumps.
They took the bye week off.
The order never changed.
Good point, Bill. Not a reset.
Thank you. Right. It does turn over. It goes back. It starts over again. We were scheduled to get Alex Van Pelt today, and in a related story, we are not. So that's a man who I think already has his pink slip or at least understands what's going on. He said goodbye to the media yesterday. He is not on this show today.
And they're throwing him a bone. They're like, you don't have to go on with Jones and Keith. You can't work here anymore.
It's a golden parachute is how they refer to that.
Yeah,
is what that is.
You're
the gold watch.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice farewell present. You don't have to talk to those two
morons. Instead of 10 minutes talking to Jones and Keefe, here's a box for your stuff. He's like, what?
So Jeremy Springer will join us later. We also have Keefe's keys, grab bag, all that good stuff. Let's get to some phone calls here. John's in Attleboro waiting patiently on our Red Sox conversation. Go ahead, John.
Yes, hi. I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to talk about the Red Sox, and I have an idea, and I just want to throw it by you guys and see what you think.
Okay.
I heard you guys earlier saying, you know, if they're going to spend $600,000 for a Soto.
$700 million.
Okay. Yeah, $600 million, yeah, whatever it was.
$700 million,
yep. So anyways, my thought is right now, you've done well with the pitching staff.
$78 million.
You've done well what? I'm sorry, John.
And you've done well with the pitching staff. So
yeah.
Why not sign Pete Alonso?
There it is. Pete Alonso is the name.
$5 million.
We were waiting for Pete Alonso was the name we were waiting for there.
3,700 flying squirrels were captured in Florida.
No, that's not it. So Pete Alonso?
Pete Alonso in or out? In.
Probably out.
Why?
Tristan Casas or Pete Alonso?
Why not both?
Oh, okay. Where are they playing?
You can't do both?
Where are they playing?
First base DH.
What about Yoshida? No, shouldn't the plan be to eventually move Devers to DH
yes.
and not keep acquiring DHs? They have like eight DHs on the team.
But it's a big right-handed bat they'd spend money on.
No,
I'd
that's
be in.
True. Okay.
And even if and then you trade Casas for a pitcher, I don't love that plan, but okay.
Are you still in on these Mariners guys?
I'd keep both, yes, but not Castillo.
Okay.
Like Casas for Castillo, no thank you. Casas for Kirby, yes.
I'm doing that.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Back to the Patriots phone calls. How about John in Rhode Island? Hello, John.
Hey, guys. The show. I'm just picking up the slack for Santa. I love football just like you. I'm interested in football.
Here's what I got to do.
The phone's horrible, John.
We got to put John back
on. Yeah, we'll get John back.
Rob's in Narragansett. Hello, Rob.
Tough phone, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to say that, you know, we started out this season thinking that the defense was the stronger side of the ball, right?
Right.
And, you know, I had high hopes for the defense. I knew the offense was in shambles due to their player personnel. But the most surprising thing to me is how the defense has now become a huge liability. In fact, I concur with your thoughts regarding AVP. He's actually done the better of the coaching jobs. When you look at Mayo and the defensive coordinator and the defense as a whole, they just steadily regress.
Well, and Rob, not to play this game either. I know a lot of people want to do it. But this is one where you do look at Bill and go, Bill got more out of most of the same players.
Yeah.
He didn't even have Gonzalez for a full year.
Right.
You know, you can play the game. He had Barmore last year. They haven't had Barmore this year.
Yeah, Bentley, Peppers. Like, there's obviously guys that are here,
but
there.
Gonzalez is the best player on defense. They didn't have him for much of the year. They were way better on defense last year. Yep. Bill got more out of the defense last year. True. And I think you can explain away why they got a little more out of offense. They changed quarterbacks. I don't know how May would look here. I don't even know if they'd take May if Bill were here. But that is fair to look at that and go, Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington could not get the same out of this defense that Bill did last year. That is fair to do.
Like, did the defense have three good games, I think?
Bears game.
Bears game was great.
Bengals game.
Bengals game, the win. And then, I mean, I don't even know if you give them credit. Remember that
ugly Dolphins game?
Yeah. That was more of the offense on both teams.
And
I think
you played Tyler Huntley. Yeah, I'd say two good defensive games. Bengals is a great game. Bengals. Bears is a great game. What was it?
Yeah, the Bengals.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
That's
you see, you started with one, and then since then you've only had one.
Well, they started fast.
Yeah, then you beat the Bears.
Too fast.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
But they lost to the Bears, who are in the middle of are you ready for this? 10-game losing streak, and they fired their offensive coordinator the day after you beat them.
Yeah, and the Bears just scored 3 points against the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football or whatever it was last week.
They're real bad.
So they're bad. They do that against a lot of teams.
They
that
fired their OC,
good.
And they're about to fire their head coach.
Yeah.
That's the team that you look good against. Yeah.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls here coming up. We mentioned Christian Gonzalez, snubbed from the Pro Bowl. We have thoughts on that. Plus, it's Patriots Friday, still scheduled to be joined by Patriots Special Teams Coordinator Jeremy Springer. We'll get to all your phone calls and the Gonzalez snub next.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Bedard says it's not a gross injustice. Christian Gonzalez left off the Pro Bowl squad.
No, he was great. It doesn't help when your team sucks. Like, he was great individually, and he had some good games against really good wideouts. But when you look at some of the corners that made it over him, and he rattled off some of the names, like, they're pretty damn good.
Okay.
And they're on better defenses.
Denzel Ward's team sucks.
True.
And he's in.
True.
Now, but he has a track record.
Automatic.
Oh, no. Stingley, Pat Surtain greater than Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Stingley, I got to be honest, I don't know.
A lot of pass breakups, apparently.
I didn't think he played great against the Pats in that
no.
game.
No. He was one of the Derricks on the field.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, he's got that going for him.
So, you know, I don't think it's like, I'm not outraged Gonzalez got left out of the game. I would have assumed he'd get into the Pro
this
Bowl.
This happens, though, it feels like.
He should make it over Brendan Schooler. Like, if the Patriots are going to have a Pro Bowler, it should have been him, not Schooler.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, name the second best special teams guy.
I couldn't.
Right. But I think.
They shouldn't even go.
But there is something about this where guys don't get in right away with the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, Brian Thomas didn't make it with the Jaguars, but he's had a much better year than Zay Flowers has. but they kind of reward, not that Zay Flowers has been in the league a long time, but they're more likely to go with a more veteran guy than a young guy. And so maybe Gonzo's sort of like next man up.
Yeah,
Our friend Jermaine Wiggins actually made the same point about himself. There were a couple of years where if you look at the numbers with the Vikings, he probably could have been a Pro Bowler, but because he hadn't been a Pro Bowler, they went with, I forget if it was like Bubba Franks or Jason Witten or Crumpler, like a guy that had made it before. And a lot of times guys voting, they go with the more household name than the guy who actually had the better season.
And, right, I mean, it's up to the players, or at least it was then. Now fans get a vote, right?
I think it's fans, it's players, maybe coaches for this one, which is why when the All-Pro, which is more important, when that comes out later, I bet Gonzalez has a chance at that.
You think he has a better chance to get like some second-team All-Pro votes than make the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it was like Rodney Harrison, and for different reasons.
He also could still be an alternate. Like, this is why I'm definitely not up in arms about it. He probably still is going. It's not even a game.
No.
So he's probably still going to get in.
I don't care about the game part of it, but I care, like, you know, at the end of their careers, we look back, like, was the guy a 8-time Pro Bowler or a 0-time Pro Bowler? So all this stuff matters for these guys. And he had a Pro Bowl-worthy season.
Do you think if he gave stronger answers with Jones and Keefe about
probably
how he's been grading out poorly on PFF, not getting enough vote? Like, do you think if he was a little stronger with us? We tried. I mean, Christian, we tried.
He'd get more. Steal a spooch from.
Wouldn't tell us that.
We'd see.
Wouldn't even
who asked better questions, Jones or Keefe? Like, do you think if he just... If he just answered some of those.
Sonny, just throw that out there on the radio waves, who he'd steal a smooch from. Next thing you know, boom.
Next thing you know, people are like, me too. Yeah. I like the cut of that guy's gym.
Yeah. No, but
Pro
maybe,
Bowler.
Or maybe that special someone out there hears it, and you have a love connection.
Well, maybe that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift situation, as we told him in real time.
And they're still going great.
That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that could have been. Kelce, I think, is the top vote getter for the AFC, if I'm not mistaken. You know why?
Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have played the game, Christian. John is in Rhode Island.
He's
still
back.
Waiting patiently. Your phone better,
right, let's
John?
Let's hear it.
Guys, can you hear me or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was in the elevator picking up Santa Slack. My bad. So I just want to say I'm very interested in football, love football just like you guys. I just want to say thank God for fantasy football and the red zone, because the Patriots would give up a chunk play for rushing. They get set. Have Drake May give up one or two seconds for Drake May. It was awful product to watch. So I'm thankful for fantasy football and red zone, because the Patriots product was not football to enjoy.
Okay, I'm not very thankful for my fantasy football season.
Were you thankful that we went back to him a second time? I'm kidding, John. I like John.
Good caller. Maybe not the strongest effort, but good caller. I was thankful for fantasy football this year over the Patriots. Not a great year for me in either, but...
No, my big takeaway, really...
You have a better record than the Pats? More wins than the Pats?
In fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, my team sucked this year, but it was better than the Pats.
You had Saquon Barkley.
I wasn't in dead last.
At least you made a nice move, unlike this GM.
That is true. I drafted well.
Yeah.
You know, injuries get in the way. I don't need to, you know, bore you with the details. But, this year... And most of it is because I watched so many Patriots games, but even some of the other games. One of my big takeaways every Sunday night, Monday morning, was how obsessed we are with football, because overall the product kind of stinks. Like, there's so many bad games or just...
I mean, even the Chiefs. Just look at the Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying. Even the good teams. Now, certainly the Patriots, you watch it and you're like, what did I just do for 3 hours? But yeah, even the good teams, or the on paper what the good matchups would be, you watch them and you're like, oh, God, this isn't really that good either.
Yeah, no, it's true. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to work our way through your phone calls. It is a Patriots Friday, which means we're scheduled to be joined by Jeremy Springer, Patriots Special Teams Coordinator. It was Alex Van Pelt's turn.
No, it's not today, though.
He won't be joining us today, which I think is interesting.
Springer?
And we also have Keith's Keys.
Oh, yeah.
To Patriots and Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for all of that. It comes your way next.